Yesterday on Breakfast, we were talking about public loos. It all started because the future of public conveniences in Northallerton remains uncertain. Last year, district councils decided that local town and parish councils should rent toilets in places like Stokesay, for example, and Thirsk to save council money. That's what it was all about. But talks have failed to find a solution for Northallerton. Hambleton's cabinet have now set a three-month deadline to secure the toilets' future. And we had calls from you, of course, about the public toilets you've tried to use. One of them was about the so-called Superloo in Crimdon Dean. And that's where we've dispatched our reporter, David McMillan, to. And David, I think he's there right now. Hello, David.
Ollie, it's quite a thing, this. It's quite a thing.
Please describe.
Right. It's gunmetal grey. It carries an advert for road safety. It has a cheese grater-like texture on the outside, perhaps to deter gentlemen from trying to use it, even though it's broken. It's also very small, so unless it was designed by Doctor Who, you'll only be able to use it one at a time, despite its Superloo claims. It self-cleans, it disinfects and air-dries itself. You can pay 10 pence to get in or use a radar key, should you possess such an item. It even talks to you. It even has instructions for foreign visitors. In French, it says, there's instructions vocales sont disponibles en appuyant sur le bouton suite à gauche en entrant. And in German, it says, ein Erfahrschein pro Benutzung aufgenommen, hilf bedürftige. But unfortunately, it also has a sign that says, out of use, no power supply, cable stolen. And it's been like this for some years now, which obviously makes it a bit of a problem for people in an urgent need in the Crimdon Dean area. Yesterday, we heard from Richard, who tried to use this particular convenience.
Unfortunately, the last time we were there, Ali, a car pulled in and he's getting his wife out into a wheelchair. And I said, excuse me, I said, that you intend to use the toilet? He said, oh yes, my wife needs it urgently. I said, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. He said, oh, where can I get one? And I said, you're going to have to go down into Hartlepool.
We then spoke to Ray, who told us a bit more about why this particular Superloo isn't working.
The toilet, the cable was stolen. The power cable was stolen once. And they replaced it at a cost of £27,000. And they pinched the cable again. The toilet's perfect, it just has no power. The thieves stole the cable what was feeding the toilet.
So, well, how long has it been out of action?
It'll be 3 years in October. It's about 700 metres long. It got stolen first, then they replaced it at a cost of £27,000, and it was pinched again. It's in the council's hands now, isn't it?
Well, at the time, the Superloo was bought by Easington District Council, which is now covered by Durham County Council. Now, no one from the authority was available for interview, but we were given this statement.
We are currently in discussions with all parties concerned to establish the best way forward for these toilets. It'll require significant investment to get them in working order again following extensive damage caused by vandalism and the theft of copper cables from the facility. Talks are at an early stage, but there's no doubt that this matter needs to be addressed, and we're working hard to do that.
Well, clearly, Ali, this is an inconvenient convenience.
And so has anybody tried to use it while he's been standing there?
No, they haven't. Someone's just pulled up outside, but I think they may know better than to attempt it. This will, of course, force people to try and find discreet alternatives if they do have a desperate need. So, Ali, in the interests of investigative journalism,
yes,
I have set off towards the dunes this morning to try and find out how difficult it would be to find that discreet location. My conclusion,
yes,
you end up with very wet legs from the rain, sodden ferns and long grasses you have to wade through to get to the bushes.
I'm pleased you added that proviso. Thank you, David. Obviously, you struggled to spend a penny there in Crimdon Dean. David McMillan, the Superloo that hasn't flushed for 3 years. Let's hope it does at some stage in the future.